Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hi, guys. What's up?
You're on the moon.
What's up?
Sorry about that. I had technical difficulties, but at least I finally got in. Hey, it's Nico, Big Red, Brother B, and Nikki. I'm not going to tell you that he always told you because that's rude and disrespectful. He's just a hater. So, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you are on with the menu.
Hold up.
Did I pretty much just knock a thing out of one pair of scoops?
What?
You sound low. The connection is bad.
Yeah, you sound mad low.
Really? How about that? Can you hear me now?
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. We would like to apologize for the technical difficulties, not on our part, but on Blog Talk Radio.
That's
yeah.
The devil.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I guess they probably didn't want us to come through with the topic tonight. I don't know. Anyway, how you guys doing?
Tipsy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Do we know the other people?
Who is this, Nicole or Nick or Mika? What?
That just call back in? I just call back in.
Wow.
Okay, now you sound better.
Okay.
You sound a whole lot better.
Are we okay now? Okay.
Yeah. Where's Big Ray?
Okay. Big Ray, where you at?
Oh, she
got my God. So she probably got kicked off. Wow.
Listen, at least I tried to fix the issue. Don't be
asking. Oh, no, you listen, you came through this.
Oh,
now you put the beam. Oh, wow. Now it's connecting. Now it's connecting.
Hey, listen.
And now you want to play the theme.
No. I know you're not talking to Brother B because you did that last week.
Yeah, I know. But no,
yeah.
What happened was, you know.
But see, that's that BS right there.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
I'm not hating.
Listen, Nikki, here it is. What happened was, right, and then.
Yeah, now all of a sudden I'm is logging in.
Yeah. Listen,
after Mika logged in.
Listen, don't feel no kind of way because I had to fight with it too, so don't even try that.
Dude,
so, anyway.
Paying per month, they need to get it right.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, even though we were a little late, hello, everyone.
Sorry, y'all.
We're acting up, as always.
Sorry, y'all. So, how was everybody's day today? How was your day?
Tired. Tired and tipsy.
Okay. The later is better than the first part of it. Better to be tipsy than tired.
That's right. Don't look at me. I'm on countdown mode as we speak, so I don't really care anymore.
Countdown mode for what?
You know me, because I got that Thursday. If I got it,
you got it. You got it.
I'm
Oh, Brother B, we got our convention next weekend, so we ain't paying you no mind.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so that's what countdown mode is about?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be hating.
Bro,
oh, my gosh, you've got to go. Nick, you've got to go on my other page, my Jewelry Box page, and see the dress. Because that dress I'm wearing to Game of Thrones.
Why don't you advertise the jewelry box thing that you're jewelry boxing? Why don't you advertise that? What is jewelry box?
You know, when
about?
You say it, it just sounds really wrong for some reason. Ew.
It sounds really what? It's your jewelry box. So what's up with the jewelry box?
See the way you say the word box? It just sounds wrong. You can actually never say the word box ever again. All right? You're banned from using
box.
The word box.
No,
you can't say the word box.
The jewelry box.
You can't say the word box anymore. You've abused the privilege to say the word box.
I didn't say it wrong.
No, it's what you've done to it. that has a psychopath chasing you. Yo, no, you can't say the word box anymore.
Okay.
No, they wasn't ready.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
so
say,
no.
I'll say square.
So,
how about that?
Huh?
I'll say square.
Square. Yeah, that's
good.
Still, no. You have
good
pretty
square.
Much killed any, no, you don't understand. The any object, any shapes, you've pretty much destroyed them for me. So, yeah, you just
well,
stick with numbers.
The point. What is the jewelry box about?
The jewelry box is about jewelry. That's why it's called the jewelry box. About really pretty jewelry. See, you know what? We need to put this on the menu site because, okay. So basically, here's
so
what
it
is.
So put it on then.
Mika's Jewelry Box. Oh, fine. So here's what it is. Mika's Jewelry Box is high-end fashion jewelry without high-end fashion price tag of said jewelry. How's that?
Oh.
So instead of you spending like $400 on some stupid freaking breakable Michael Kors necklace or rings or bracelet or whatever, shopping at Mika's Jewelry Box, you spend a heck of a lot less, and your jewelry is guaranteed for lifetime replacement.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
That
you
and
see,
the fact
you
that if you're
red?
On the East Coast, I'm not even done. If you're in New York or New Jersey and you order, your stuff comes in like 2 to 3 days.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome, especially if you're a last-minute shopper, which a lot of people are, apparently. Not me, because
okay.
I shop early. I don't play that crap. But apparently people
are
last-minute shoppers.
Do you see Big Red up there?
I'm not at my computer at the moment. Hold up. I'm in the kitchen messing with my sandwich.
I figured that. Making another sandwich.
I told you I was going to get... Oh, wait. There she is. I told you I was going to get my sandwich. She's only been on for like a minute and change. She ain't going to kill me too much. We hope.
No. I just saw a message.
We're hoping she don't strangle me and beat me up.
No,
hey,
no,
Big
no,
Red.
No. Hi, yeah, I'm going to strangle you because I was on here for more than a minute. I called back here about six times.
5 minutes, Big
Ray. That's right. So about, I was on here for 20 minutes. I was like, hello.
Listen, being last minute, let me host the party never works out well, just so we're clear. It never works out well. It always fails. Okay, we're good here. So don't
that's
expect any miracles dealing with me.
Red.
Yes.
Next week, we're supposed to be doing the menu lot all together at Nicole's house.
Okay.
She's going to be serving. Drinks and cocktail wieners and stuff.
No. Chocolate City is going to be doing all of the cooking and serving. Oh, you didn't know that part? Sorry.
No. You going to be doing all the cooking and serving?
What? Wait a minute. Hold
you don't
on.
Know the cooking
slavery's
and serving?
Slavery's over.
But it's not slavery. It's more
it's
along the lines
slavery.
Of, you know, you just want to be nice to us.
Okay. Okay.
And make up for wait, I'm not done. And make up for long lost birthdays.
Okay.
Okay. That's
so,
hilarious.
That being said, we'll get on that later.
I'm
good. We're going to look at somebody still didn't give me a topic for next week. So, you know.
Oh, well, that wasn't me. So, I don't that wasn't my boat.
Yeah. Matter of fact, no, Red had a topic, actually.
Yeah, I had a topic. I forgot what it was, but yeah.
Yeah, I got to go back and look at it.
Yeah. I forgot what it was, but I didn't have a topic yet.
But tonight's topic
is
the unisex mess. Who am I today? So.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess without... You know, offending
wait a
anyone.
Second. Hold up. Caller 6105? Who's that?
It's probably Big Red.
No.
Nicole.
No.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah. Who's last four is 6105?
That's me.
So what,
oh, okay.
What you doing, man?
I got sick call.
Stop playing around.
Okay. That is
I got sick call.
Well, that explains. I'm like, wait, didn't I just? Oh, okay.
Something's definitely wrong with Blog Talk Radio right now. Like,
exactly.
You guys need to. We're paying for a monthly service. Get it together, please. No offense, but get it together. So, I've been seeing these little advertisements here and there about this whole little bathroom issue. Apparently, it's you know, it's something, you know, to put on the table to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it interesting how people can so wait, is it basically if I depending on how I feel for the day, I can just go use the bathroom, use whoever's bathroom? Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
No, it's not that. It's depending on what gender they see themselves as. Like if I was a quote unquote, if I was a dyke or aggressive feminine, and I see myself as being a dude, then I should be able to use the men's bathroom.
Okay.
What? But I thought you had to have the sex. I thought you would have to have everything done and change everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, your specific gender assignment.
Yeah.
That's I feel the same way, too, but that's not what, no. I've seen the sign, too, and it's all on what you identify yourself. I don't think it's even to the point where what you change down there, it's what you
feel
what
like
you see yourself as.
All right, so if I wake up this
That's
morning and far. I feel like a woman, if I wake up tomorrow morning and feel like a woman, like I'm just gonna go use the women's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If I'm feeling feminine, if I'm feeling feminine, I'm gonna use the women's bathroom.
Pretty much, yeah.
You
go
into
the women's bathroom looking the way you look, even though you feel that way.
I would get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta play the part. If you feel like a woman, you're gonna have to dress the part.
Right, like.
I gotta dress the part? Wait.
Yeah.
But I thought it was all about who you identify yourself with. If you identify yourself with whoever for that, you know, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you identify yourself as a male or female, then...
You can't walk into the woman's bathroom looking the way you look.
But you can't... Exactly. You ain't gonna be able to walk into the woman's bathroom and be like, listen, how y'all doing? Let me...
What if I got on, like, real skinny jeans and...
You know what?
Now I'm
beat you.
Nah, you gotta have on that wig and
some flats. And a blouse.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. But that's
the issue. That's the thing that's causing like confusion. I mean, with certain people, you know, with a lot of people out there that really don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're making the clarification because, like, I saw an advertisement with this Asian-looking guy, and you know, with this whole caption of like, you know, basically like, you know, whoever you identify with. So what do you mean, whoever I identify with? Like, you can't sit there and say, whoever I identify with, keep it consistent and use that bathroom. Because if I identify with being a woman, but I look like a dude, and I just go in a woman's bathroom, I'm going to get in trouble. Even though what I'm, you know, I'm acting feminine. Does that make sense?
No, it's not to me. I don't feel the whole thing, it doesn't make sense to me at all, because it's like, why do you... My issue is this. My thing that I have an issue with this whole thing, with the whole thing of just the homosexual thing, whether it's man side, woman side, whatever. To me, I feel that society, and like I said, if you are whoever you are, that's your business. I don't care what you do. That's on you. But my thing is, don't try to push it on people. We're to the point where they're pushing this on everybody now. You're trying to make this. Okay, I understand you want them to. You want to be accepted, but you're trying to make it like this whole is acceptable and it's just normal, and we're just going to do this normally to the point where you're pushing it on our children. No, that's not how you're supposed to do that. That's just like religion. That's just like pushing a religion, and they get mad as hell when you're trying to push somebody's religion on somebody. So now why would you try to push this issue on people? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, this is obviously a sensitive topic.
Right, well, exactly.
You know, who's really going to make these bathrooms? Like, who's going to spend the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of dollars to remake bathrooms unless they're
Listen,
just going to put a porta potty someplace?
Or, you know what they
do? They will do it.
Because there's a lot of places where the bathroom is unisex, where men and women go.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
but
what
my
they're
going
to have to do because it's an issue. You know, because, I mean, I understand some of the may feel because can you imagine a gay man, you know, whatever, going to a bathroom to get their ass kicked?
No. First of all, check this out. I'm going to the bathroom to handle my own goddamn business.
But that's
so I don't care what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you're like a transgender, like if you got the whole, like you did some changing, you wearing the long hair, you went and you still got maybe that one piece of plumbing, then if you look the part, then you go in the female's bathroom. I don't think you should go in the male's bathroom, if you know what I'm saying? But you have women out there who don't even want to be near that, you know, like, what? No, wait a minute, That they don't want to be near that. But then you have, you know, women that are on the masculine side. What's the big deal with the whole bathroom? Like, why do you want to come in and use a male's bathroom to feel, like, complete? Like, to feel like you're really...
Okay, so your issue is with the women coming into the male's bathroom? Because are you serious? Because the issue should be the other way around. Because what was brought to my attention, because I didn't look at it this way, one of my homeboys brought to my attention, that what if you have a lot of crazy people out there who will pretend to be transgender to try to rape people in that bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You understand? You know,
and that's
the
issue
problem.
That's the issue, right. That's the problem that I'm thinking or have with that also, because you got, just like you said, you got people out there that got sick-ass minds, and they're going to be like, oh, well, let me dress up like a woman, or let me dress up like a man. That person went into the, you know, that particular person, I want to get at him. Let me go, like, come on, like, y'all are really bugging me.
Well, the politics of it, they seem to think that, you know, that's a small percentage. So it's not really a factor or something to even, you
all right,
know.
Brother Vicky, how would you feel if one of them went in the bathroom with your daughter?
Well, you talking about a transgendered individual? Well, put it like this. I'm gonna be objective with it. If he went into the bathroom with my daughter, well, of course I usually wait outside the bathroom anyway, but God forbid if something did happen, not only is that individual going to be legless and possibly armless, but I'm going to go right to Capitol Hill and be like, you just started some shit that you can't finish. Listen, I want to make something clear here, because I've been noticing something, and this has been for years. I don't have a problem with anybody, but I do know and have been around, you know, people who live the alternative lifestyle. And my thing is, what is your attitude? Like, just don't be mad at the world because the world doesn't want to accept you. Accept yourself.
Right.
That's number one. Because I've come across a lot of, I have to say, I really don't like using the term too much, but I'll just say it for right now, homosexuals who seem to have this attitude and think that they're superior. You're not superior.
That's what
you're
society
just you
making
are.
Them feel that way.
Well, yeah, listen, you may think you are, but you're not. Like, yo, listen, keep it neutral, because I remember where there was a time where people weren't coming out of the closet, or matter of fact, people were out of the closet, but they were just real neutral. And you know what? Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like they started like, well, we want this, or we want to do that, and we want to, and it's like you're fighting for rights. Like, listen, do not compare your struggle to the black people's struggle, because it's not the same. That's number one.
Right.
And number two, I can understand you want equality, people who said that you didn't have equality in the first place.
Right.
But see, now they're pushing for issues like, oh, well, if we're married or if we're domestic partners, you know, I want to be on this person's benefits and this, that, and the third. Listen, I get all of that. But at the same time, the more rights that you get, do something about that arrogance. Just because you're winning, do not think that part of you is losing in the eyes of certain people in society. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with anybody who's however they're living in life. But the whole thing is this: do not come with the attitude, and do not think that you're better than everybody else, because that's the shit that's going to make people not like you,
mm-hmm.
because you're acting up.
But see,
it's like they expect they want too many rights. And my thing is, sorry to cut. Let me finish up real quick. This whole bathroom thing, like, I don't know where it came from, and I don't know what the problem is, because just because you feel uncomfortable with using the bathroom or a certain bathroom, that shouldn't be my problem.
Right.
Because before 2016 or 2015, years ago, they were just using the bathroom however they were using the bathroom.
No, they were staying undercover. They weren't coming out back then.
Okay.
Now, it's okay. So it's totally different from then to now. Back then, they were coming out as men, and at nighttime, they did what they had to do. Now they're out in the open, and now they want to be able to. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with it, because I understand. I could kind of get where the man might feel uncomfortable, because you do have some guys out there who are homophobic and who will beat their ass if they in the men's bathroom. So I know a lot of them do it out of fear. So I can understand that, but then I worry about those sick ass men who would use that and just to come up in there and hurt women or girls. That's the issue. So I'm like 50-50. You know, because
30,
they start a whole lot of shit in
30-54, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's I, the King of Queens. I mean, the Queen of Kingdom. I'm the one who I am. I'm confused.
Yo, I can't stand it.
Yo,
hello, everyone.
What's up,
run upstairs, so I'll go make a quick statement. Exactly what I'm about to say, Brother B said for me. Transgender been going on for years. Why, out of all of a sudden, I agree with everyone. Why is the problem right now? Like, in the end, who cares? But because of the media and because of politics, everybody's talking about it. Now it's a big deal. On my job today, there was a big issue about it. And we talk about it for a long time. Well, one person brought up a good point. Out of all the problems that we have right now that we should be focused on, why are we focusing on this problem overall?
Well, I just thought when you don't feel safe. Like, you may have someone, because I know a long time ago when I was, maybe I would say 7 years ago, this lady felt uncomfortable. Because it was like, is that a man? They was like, yeah, they can come into the women's bathroom. Some women feel uncomfortable, you know, so they feel like they shouldn't be put in that situation. So that's what the issue is. They look for their safety.
So now let's make all unisex bathrooms.
I'm a pussy dick.
Well, if you make all unisex bathrooms, then you're probably going to start something else.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
In other words, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you can't, but you know what? This is like the worst freaking thing ever, because not for nothing, as it is, well, I know by me over here, you have the family bathroom, you have the men's room, and you have the women's room. So, seriously, why do I need to freaking share my ladies' room with a dude? I'm sorry. I don't care if you think you're freaking, what's the name, Jenner? What the hell's the name? Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. Whatever that thing
At
is.
At the end of the day, you're still a dude. And the answer is no. Go use the men's room. That's
you're
what
right.
you have
exactly.
to
do. And not only that, but you know what also? You're confusing the children now. This is my thing also. You're confusing these children now.
Right.
Children are taught men go, you know, boys go to boys' bathroom, girls go to. Now, how are you going to teach them that? And then when they get out here in this world, or they go to the mall, or they go someplace with their mother or their father, kids, you know, kids don't have no behavior with their mouth, because kids will tell you that's a man. Mommy,
exactly.
That's a woman.
Yeah, kids
that's
have no filter.
Kids ain't don't got no behavior. Okay, because even with my son, I remember when I was living in Starter City, and a friend of my mom's, her son was dealing with a man woman thing, and my son was young at that time. And
okay.
When he came out the elevator, and my son was like about 4 years old, and he looked up, he said, "Ma, that's a man. So get your ass in the elevator."
Yeah, kids lack that filter button.
Kids don't have the filter. So now you're confusing the kids because then they're going to be like, well, isn't this the bathroom for the men or, the, you know, isn't this a woman's bathroom? Like, how is he, you know, you're going to confuse the kids now. That's my problem.
Clearly,
exactly.
Confusing the kids is the least of their issues.
They've been confusing. Why confuse them even more now?
Because that's our job.
She said, if they're going to push this thing, then what about when they're in a hospital? Are they going to want to bunk with the women as well? Because I know
right.
If I'm in a hospital, I'm not going to be in there with a motherfucking man. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They say it's just going to get worse. They're going to keep pushing for more and more. And that's where I draw the line. Because we're in a hospital. Like, really?
They're going to be thinking they can give birth. Oh, I'm giving birth. So what?
Well, actually, I was reading something where
they're
really trying to focus on doing that. They're trying to have men have babies.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. Listen.
I can't.
You know what?
They're going to make God very angry. You hear me?
Well,
yep.
They've been trying to be God for the longest. Like,
well, God already, man.
He doesn't believe too much in God anyway.
Look, he mad already.
He's
I
that
know,
mad.
They're really pushing it, man. They're pushing it.
But once again, it's like what Brad said, the children. Because, see, now the children, they look up and they look at these posters, they look at these pictures, and like I said, it's all in the wording. And when you say use the bathroom, be consistent and use the bathroom with who you identify with.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this commercial, I think it was on Facebook, where there's a transgender dude, and it was like a homosexual chick.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
was that
from
my page?
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
And the chick went into the dude's bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, the Asian chick. I've seen it. Yeah, I posted it on my page.
But it doesn't really work like that. And it shouldn't really work like that. Because what if you had, like, prime example, what if you have some dude with bad intentions? And she's a lesbian in the male
but that's
bathroom.
A big issue, and that's why everybody's mad, because that's an absolute. It's not even a possibility. It's a reality.
Right,
it's
a reality.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
A reality. It's not a possibility.
Okay, let's get this straight. Okay, women go into the men's bathroom all the time. But let's not act like this is something new. Because when the women's bathroom line is
it's
prime,
not.
We go into the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
But the difference is.
So what's the difference? We go in there as women into the men's bathroom. So
yeah, because the difference. Here's your difference. But here's your difference.
Yeah,
how many women are going to go into? Wait, how many women are going to go into the men's bathroom with the intentions on raping a guy, as opposed to
saying.
A guy
that's
going
what I'm
into?
The, why does he have an issue with it? It's like he keeps bringing up the women going into the men's bathroom. What the fuck? The women ain't going to do nothing to no man. It's more fearful the man going into the men's bathroom. I don't
understand.
Yeah,
but now. But what happens if a woman goes into a man's bathroom, and then all of a sudden, because you know there's some guys who turn around and they still got their tool out when they're walking away from the urinal or whatever, and they doing whatever, and then all of a sudden the woman just walks into that, and she's like, oh my God, and he's like, hey, well, what the hell are you doing in here?
Wait a second, now let me ask
you.
Here's a better question: how many times has that already happened? Wait.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has that already happened, and how many women really complain about that?
But
listen,
but,
it's one thing. Listen, no, let's be real. It's one thing going into the men's room as a female, a regular female, not someone who's having this identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But
It's one thing going in there, and you already know as a woman that this is the things you're going to see. You're going to see probably piss on the floor. You're going to see a dude with his schlong hanging out because he just didn't finish getting it all in there at that one time. You're going to see this stuff. If you're a chick and you're going into the men's room, you already know this is what you're going to see. So there's no shock. There's no anything behind it. As opposed to a dude going in a woman's room, that's the bigger issue. Because dudes are more likely to rape a woman than a woman is to rape a man.
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's a bigger issue.
But who says that you're not going to have one of these women who are going to turn around and say, like, oh, my gosh, like, go, like, I'm going to report you. Like, first of all, how are you going to report me and you're in my bathroom?
Right.
Well, see, number one,
right.
She's an idiot.
Listen, listen.
Number one, she's an
you
idiot.
Can say, wait a minute. You can
you
say
can say
it never
won't
happened.
Happen.
But
it might.
All it's going to take is that one person,
yep.
Who's feeling themselves. Wait a minute. Prime
example. That one broad.
Remember that old lady years ago, that old lady that sued McDonald's talking about
the
coffee?
Burning herself with
the
coffee.
Yo, it says caution, hot beverage.
Yep. Hot.
But she, but she still won.
Yep.
So once again,
just like the talcum powder, just like the powder thing. Like I said, we've been using Johnson's for fucking ever, and then all of a sudden, one person, oh, I got ovarian cancer. How?
Exactly.
How, Sway? How?
There's a difference with that. That's a huge difference from the freaking McDonald's burning lady. There's a huge difference. The difference is McDonald's, they warned you, and she still went ahead with it. J&J never told the people that this could happen. That's the difference.
I understand
J&J,
that, but my thing is, like I said, I've known people that have been using Johnson & Johnson talcum powder for years.
Yeah,
and
I mean, we all
sudden,
did.
Huh?
We all did, because
well,
I did.
Right. And all of a sudden, this one person, all of a sudden, you're the only person that gets ovarian cancer, then everybody else follows.
But she wasn't the only person.
Me too.
She was, no. Red, whoa. She wasn't the only person. The only difference is she was the only person to report it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's basically what I meant.
Because there were other cases. There were plenty of other cases.
But I don't know how. But that's my thing. I don't know how.
Because they thought, because a lot of them thought it was genetic, blah blah blah, whatever. If they knew what this lady found out, it would have been a different story. But the whole point is, J&J should have warned. J&J never released a disclaimer. That's
right.
The biggest
okay.
issue. J&J never said this may possibly cause X, Y, and Z. They never said it, but
they
knew
had,
it.
They
knew it. This is the whole thing.
They knew?
They
okay,
knew
know,
it.
I'm
it wasn't
familiar with that.
It wasn't plausible. It wasn't something like plausible deniability. There was no plausible deniability. They actually had the research that showed this could happen, and they never told the public. That's the difference
I didn't know that.
Between... Yeah. That's the
that
difference
with
between...
The, yeah.
The coffee lady and this. That's the difference.
I didn't know that.
Plausible deniability doesn't apply with the J&J situation. It just doesn't because they already knew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but now, like I said, and listen.
Sorry about that,
by
the way.
I don't get into it. I mean, listen, I never knew that they knew. So
I didn't know that part.
I didn't know. But
they're not the only
is,
manufacturer that does shit like that. Anyway.
Of course.
Right, of course.
Because
yeah, well,
whole,
we know that.
My whole thing is, I don't see why there's this issue of, I don't see what the issue is when it comes down to, like, why is this bathroom thing, like, why does it have to be a bill passed? That's my thing. Why is it being given so much attention where a bill has to be passed for people of different genders to go to the bathroom?
And because I think that's where the cracking is coming with them. Also, because
clearly
they feel,
we have to tell
okay,
people
we got all
where they
these rights
pee.
Now.
What?
I think that's.
Yeah,
that
it is. What
happened?
You have a lot of them who are getting their ass kicked walking into a bathroom if people are in there. Now they want to be able to say, look, we have the right to go in there. That's why they're
okay.
trying to pass
your PJs
it.
Are there.
Okay, but my thing is this. First of all, you made the choice.
Cool.
My thing is this. Society shouldn't have to change
hey.
For you just because you wanted, like, you made a conscious decision to change who you were. Why
mm-hmm.
should society have to change for you? That's my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not
society
trying to sound...
Society shouldn't have to, but unfortunately, this is what it is. Because
this
we're...
Is okay,
we're
well, you know, so society hasn't changed for black people? Racism
it never
stop.
Will. Get over that.
It
you
never will.
No, but hold on. So why is one thing okay and not the other?
Exactly.
See,
well, my question is
way.
This.
It's a double
when are we
going to
change for ourselves?
Be.
What are we going to change for ourselves? I don't even want to hear society. We got to change for ourselves in order for the world to take us seriously and treat us the way that we
this
should.
This is true. Well, wait a minute. The main issue is this. Once again, kids are not born bigots. Like,
hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Racism is taught. So my thing is, no matter what we do for ourselves, there's always going to be some people out there that's going to teach their kids to be racist against whoever in
mm-hmm.
whatever fashion, whether it's color, whether it's gender. They're always going to teach some type of hate.
Absolutely.
No matter what we do for ourselves, somebody's always going to teach hate. So with that being said, why is there such a focus on this and not anything else?
Right.
Because
like, I don't give a damn. Like I said, when
to,
I go to the
they trying
like
to make
said,
it normal.
Bathroom, like I said, when I go to the bathroom, I don't give a fuck. I'm going. I don't care who's in. Listen, as long as you ain't fucking with me while I'm taking a piss or doing something else, I don't care about you.
But that's you.
You a guy. Women who don't feel comfortable with a man coming into the bathroom. You understand? You a man trying to think like a woman. You understand? Some of them are afraid and don't trust them and don't know their intentions. That's the issue.
Okay, and I get it, but yet, once again, it's like, all right, Red just said something and I caught real quick. Said they're trying to be normal. Listen,
yeah.
You can't. What's normal? Normal is to your own perception nowadays.
Mm-hmm,
but
true.
The whole thing is, when you if you were born a man or you were born a woman. And then you make those changes to want to be something else, you just have to deal with everything that comes along with it.
Yep.
Don't try to, once again, like somebody said earlier, don't try to force me. Now, Hot Rod said earlier, don't try to force me to deal with your issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody should be made to have to deal with that. Like, if
right.
my daughter goes to the bathroom, in the female bathroom, and the dude goes in there, my daughter runs out and says, oh, my God, there's a man in there. Yeah, I expect her to be offended because you're not a woman.
Right.
You're a man. So
right.
don't get mad. Don't get mad when somebody turns around and says, hey, I don't want you in my bath. I don't want you in the bathroom.
Well,
just
why
because
are you
you're mean? Acting like a woman
and
just because
this
you're
is
transgender.
And that's why they want to pass the bill. Because
right.
they're tired of being thrown out the bathroom. This is why they want this pass.
Yeah, but once again, like I said, why do we have, once again, you're trying to, my thing is, once again, you're forcing this on people. That's just like, okay, how about this? They got so much to say about Muslims, so how about we just force everybody to be Muslim now? So when we start forcing everybody to be Muslim or people start forcing everybody to be
oh,
Muslim,
hell no,
then they're going to have an issue with that?
Fuck that.
Huh?
Oh, no.
I knew she
see,
was
I can't give up
bacon.
You got a problem. You got a problem.
Stupid.
I ain't
no,
giving up a bacon.
Okay, see, but that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Now you see how you just said, I'm not giving up my bacon. So that's how the people get. Why should I give up my bathroom for this man? Why should I give up this bathroom, my bathroom for this female? This is my bathroom.
I know that's
I'm
right.
I'm a woman. I'm going to the bathroom. Why should I have this man in my bathroom? Why should, and the men probably feel the same way. Yo, why is this chick in my bathroom? That's not
and
how
you
know,
listen, to be honest with
you.
Don't
lot
judge
of old
me about my bacon.
Heads.
Get out of here.
Probably
listen,
these new school people, yeah, they're probably going to accept that shit, but you're going to have some old heads and you got some old gully, excuse my language, you got some old gully niggas going to be like, yo, why the fuck is this bitch in my back? You know, they're going to be on some bullshit.
Yeah, because you know what? Not every dude is going to be feeling that. because
right,
it could
absolutely.
Be it could be a precedent for a situation. Like, yo,
right.
you can have some dude pissing to see a woman or a lesbian walk in the bathroom, and then they be like, oh, shit, I'm out of here, because, oh, she ain't going to scream rape on me.
Right,
she ain't going to
exactly,
say that I was
absolutely.
Looking at her, because you
I
know
was
what?
Looking
that,
at her, right, right,
exactly.
Right.
And see,
exactly.
And see, people can say what they want, but if you're on the job and we're sitting down, and even though we may be coworkers, if I look at you a certain way and you feel uncomfortable, you can go run to the boss and say, boss,
uh-huh.
Such and such, Brian was looking at me kind of funny today, and it made me feel uncomfortable. Next thing you know, HR is calling you in the office and saying, well, why you were looking at her, she felt threatened, and that and the third. You see what I mean?
You know your ass is downtown from there with filling out paperwork.
Exactly, and like I said, who's to say that a woman will not walk into the bathroom? Listen, you can have a transgender person walk into the men's bathroom and turn around and say, oh, I felt sexually threatened because he had his penis in his hand when he walked away from the urinal or something like that.
He shook it too hard when he stopped. What are you trying to
yeah,
mean?
Exactly.
Like,
that sounds more
like
envy than anything, personally. But I'm just saying.
But the whole thing is like, there should be limits. So that's the thing. If you're going to use a woman's bathroom or you're going to use a men's bathroom just because you identify with that gender, then you have to accept the consequences that come with it. Don't force us to
that's
accept.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't force us to accept how you need to feel. Don't force us to make you feel secure. And there's nothing against, but see, you know what? Somebody will listen to this and say, oh, you're homophobic, or
oh, you're
gay people.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You're an asshole. Brother B is telling you right now, whoever's thinking this, whoever's listening and thinking I'm homophobic or any of us are homophobic, you're an asshole. You're a subjective asshole. You're an asshole
right.
that needs to build a rocket ship and go live on the moon because you have issues. Because if you can't sit here and objectively listen to a conversation because people out there have legitimate fears, it is what it is.
Right. Not everybody's going to accept, like I said, period. Not everybody's not going to accept this lifestyle. Like I said, maybe I'm a person. Like I said, you do what you want to do, but don't try to force that or impose that on my family or my sons or my nieces, my nephews. Don't try to impose that on people. Let them do what they want to do naturally. If they want to go the other way, then you know what, you go that other way. But at least you're doing it naturally, not because you're being forced into doing it. Like, even like when my son was getting older and like maybe around the junior high school time going into high school, I had noticed that a lot of the female friends that he had, a lot of the female young ladies that I knew, they was into that, oh, I want to be gay this day, and tomorrow I don't want to be gay, or this week I want to be I like this female, and next week I don't. It's like, come on now. And I just
sometimes you don't.
Yeah, it's like, it's a
but
fad
you
because,
can't,
like
but,
I said.
But see, you can't do that. You have to listen. You can't one day feel like a woman and then the next day feel like a man.
Exactly.
And then keep switching up and going to the bathroom.
What you fail
right.
to realize is that, and this is where the people that are bisexual come in, because sometimes they feel like a nut, sometimes they don't.
They don't.
They're a different class altogether, though, because not for nothing, they don't claim one sex is better than the other. They literally are like, I just want love, and I don't care who's giving it to me.
Right, well, I just want to freak off.
You go to the bathroom. With bisexual people,
I don't think it's about the, like, with that right there, they're going to go to the bathroom to what they, oh, this is a man, and he like man and woman, listen,
exactly.
I'm going to the man's bathroom. They're not going to do all that stupidness. I think that's a difference
with them.
They're
not
going to
be extra.
Absolutely not.
Now, this is different. This is about who they want to be with sexually. This ain't about how they identify themselves. This is completely different. These are the transgenders who feel a certain way. And see, me, I, like Ratchet, actually watched I Am Caitlyn. And they got on the bus, did a whole trip, going in the women's bathroom, writing, no one was raped. No one was harmed. You understand?
Yeah.
Because they feel like, damn, you know why they don't want us in there. So they was actually going into the women's bathroom, taking pictures, okay, nobody was hurt. Like, come on now. Like, you're going too far.
Wow.
Don't antagonize people now. You understand?
Right, exactly.
Like, now you're antagonizing motherfuckers. Just go piss and leave. Don't
exactly.
do that. They go to two, I mean,
they're going too far. They're going too, like you said, they're becoming aggressive. It's like they're angry, like they're mad at us.
Right?
Because they are. It's like I said earlier, it's that attitude. And the whole thing is they're looking for some type of equality. First of all, nobody said you were not equal. Like, you're human just like me. You know
but
what I'm
the problem
so
is that they're not treated the same. And listen, I'm one of those people that fear, fear even is evil. Okay, so with that said, they're not treated right. And you know what? Nobody. Listen, this is a reality. You know, they're not. They don't feel comfortable.
How many other people haven't been treated right in the world, but yet they still move on? They move forward.
Yeah, well, right. They're a very sensitive group, honey.
Well, listen, your level of sensitivity has nothing to do with me. That's not my problem. Your level
it's not
of security
supposed
has nothing
to
do with me. Yeah, well, it shouldn't. So I shouldn't be forced, or my child, or some
but
other people's children,
but you are,
other
and your child
be
is, because this is a new population that can make or break a president.
Right, this is the new population that she's growing up in.
This is a new population that can make or break. Listen, let's be real. Politically, they need as many as they can get. Politically. Okay? Do they actually believe in half the shit that they're saying? Absolutely not. They don't care. They just want to vote. And depending on who it is, they'll get the vote.
Yeah, and that could be another reason why they're doing those. Because they look, it's an
election
year.
That's
the
main reason why.
Right. Everybody's looking. They're looking for that vote now. After they get that vote, they ain't going to give a damn what's going on after that.
Hell no. Thank you. I'm sorry, and it sounds fucked up to say, but it's the fucking hardcore truth.
Right,
it is.
Everything that's happening now is because it's an election year, and they're looking for that vote. Or if I let them do what they want, they're gonna vote for me. If I let them do what they want, they're gonna vote for me. If I let these people do it, they're gonna vote for me. Yeah,
I got it. But you know what? Like you said, and like the agenda said. Like, yo, it's becoming like, why are you being aggressive? Like, what is the aggressiveness all about? Like, why do you feel the need? And I do agree with Hot Rod. The media is just really responsible for a lot of stuff being put out there, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of propaganda.
Yes, I'm
sure. But, but my whole thing is, what's the reason for wanting to push so hard?
What do you feel?
What's the problem? You really feel the need to have to use a woman's bathroom just because you look like a woman?
Yeah.
What part of you doesn't feel right?
That's what it is.
Said some of them may not feel safe going into the men's bathroom.
Your head?
I think that's probably the main thing.
What are they afraid of?
I think that they fear, and that's the only reason why I can sympathize with them, because I feel a lot of them feel uncomfortable going into the men's bathroom dressed like that. Because, like I said, you have some homophobic people who whoop their ass. So I think out of fear, they want to come into the women's bathroom, but then
think about the dudes that's been locked up for a couple of years, and they used to seeing that, and you know they used to seeing that, and that dude come in the bathroom not knowing that dude just got out of jail or was locked up for a couple of years. Okay, so I mean I think that's what it, you know, that could be.
Well, listen, I see it like this: then your knuckle game need to be on point, Silverman Plain.
True.
Because listen, like I said, you want us to correct you want to rephrase. It's because you want to make some changes in your life. Once again, you want everybody else to change around you. Listen,
they want us to accept.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I've already accepted who you are, but don't try to force other stuff on me now. Like I really don't care who you are, who you want to be. But once again, don't push. Like, stop reaching. In other words, stop reaching. Because next thing you know, there's going to be something else. And then there's going to be something else. And I'm sure it could have been the same thing that the Caucasians were saying about black people years ago. You give them this, they're going to want that. You give them that, they're going to want this.
To take
this.
Of
you know what I'm saying? Exactly. But the whole thing is, this is something totally different. You're talking about, you're basically changing the nature of who you are physically. and you want everybody else to go along with the program of how you use the bathroom or what like I said, what's next?
Right. Like, you know, I say the next thing is going to be the clothing stores.
What do you mean?
Going to, the clothes are like, okay, you a man going into a woman's store and trying on clothes. He got to go in, you know, he wants to go in the dressing room.
Listen, Jay Smith has been doing that for the longest, so that ain't nothing to do with this.
Who been doing that?
Jaden Smith.
I don't even want to talk about that boy.
Listen, both those damn kids
something.
Are too. They're too weirdos. Both of them are weird to me.
Because
they're not
my
weird. They
parent.
Listen, the Smiths just let their kids do whatever the hell they want.
Okay,
so
but you know what?
Wait, not that oldest boy. That oldest boy don't play that shit. He was like, listen, y'all could be weird if y'all want to. My mom ain't playing that shit with me.
But listen.
No. Oh, well, that's because that's not Jada's kid.
I know.
Yeah. But this is my attitude on that. This is my opinion on that. My thing is this. I don't have a problem. Like I said, once again, I'm not homophobic. I don't have a problem with anybody. People make their choices on however they make their choices. Fine. But,
mm-hmm.
once again, and I think I said this in a few episodes, stop. Stop trying to change what a man is. And that's all this is. You have a boy growing up to be a man wearing skirts. Listen, the only people, in my opinion, that can wear skirts is Scottish. When they have their kilts on and stuff like that, that's the only No, I'm saying those are the only ones that can get in on that. Otherwise, you should not be wearing women's clothing and then talking about you're a man. Stop it. You cannot, and I'm not sitting back supporting anybody trying to redefine what a man is. Because and if that's the case, then you know what? Go F yourself and make your own baby. Don't look for dudes to do anything. Because then they wonder why dudes are out here acting like pansies. Because you're giving them a pass to turn around and act like women.
Yep.
Listen, don't ask me. Don't sit up there and be like, oh, babe, I need you to be more expressive of your feelings. Fuck off, okay? You don't say fuck off. Because you know what? I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? And you need to accept the fact that maybe I don't feel like being expressive.
Too, you know?
Listen, but you know what? Maybe I want to stick to the script. Maybe I don't want
Wait
to be expressive.
Wait a second.
Expressive. Maybe
Nick,
I want to
really,
sit back
you're
and
saying guys have feelings?
I said that.
Yeah, men have feelings, but, you know, y'all just express y'all feelings in different ways. That's all.
So what's
going
to happen? Because I don't express my feelings often.
They have no heart.
That's not true.
Yeah,
I have no heart often.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. Stop trying to look for men to be something other than who they are.
Right.
Like, stop trying
hell
to.
Hell no. If y'all did half the stuff y'all supposed to do, I'd be happy as hell. Oh, sorry. Did I
but
say that out
not
loud?
Doing
it. I'll be happy as hell.
Why? Because you got little Will Smiths running around wearing dresses. Kanye
that kills me.
Yeah.
Like,
and then,
seriously,
and once
how
again,
are you letting your son do this?
And once again, society is it because I remember someone put a picture up like that on my news feed, and I commented and it was like, you know, listen, that ain't what's supposed to be going on. And boy, at that comment and all the other little people, you have a problem with? And this, that, and other. I think he's just pressing it something. I said, you know what? I ain't got time for that.
Expressing yourself about what? You want
right,
to
express
you
expressing
yourself?
Dress. Expressing you a damn fruitcake or whatever. Like, no, that's not expressing yourself.
Just because his legs are sexier than mine does not give me a reason to hate on him. Because that's what I feel like right now. Like,
it's not hate.
I'm not
going
to hate because his legs are sexier than mine. And that's a damn shame that I have to take that approach. But this is what's going on in the world. Like, listen, I don't care if you're trans. Listen, I don't care about that part. But you were born a dude, use the men's restroom. You was born a boy, use the chick's restroom.
Exactly.
The only people that should share restrooms are family.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did anybody see that story on Facebook about the dude, the football player? Was it a football player or was it a basketball player?
I don't know.
Who killed the chick when she found out that she was really a man.
Yes.
No,
read
I didn't
that,
see
right?
that.
Football player.
Football player, yeah.
I think it was a football player.
They were dating, and then
yeah.
I think she was
he
trying
found
to,
out
he
was a
he. To,
right.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then he shot him.
I would have shot him, too.
It, that's what I'm saying. It's like nobody's condoning it. What do you expect? You should tell somebody. You know, you shouldn't
exactly.
do that. That was deceitful.
Right. Don't leave people on like that. You don't do that.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you were still born a man.
Right.
You understand?
And then you messing with his manhood.
He was violated.
It's not even about messing with his manhood. You just lied about him, about who
exactly.
you are in general.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
that alone is just ridiculous. Listen.
Right.
See, at least for me, people know they get the crazy. There's no hiding it because, damn it, it is what it is. As manly as I may act, as manly as I may act, I know 1,000% that I am all chick.
What the hell? You act manly.
Listen.
Apparently, because of what I do and how I do. Like, okay, listen.
You don't act like
I don't
Popeye
know if it's
or
just,
some shit like that. So, what was you talking about? You ain't never acting manly.
Apparently, I do. Like, okay. Wait. Because I live shit that normal girls wouldn't live. Because
oh,
I do
manly.
My
job
girl.
Is manly. I'm the manly.
That's not being manly.
No, it's not. But, honey, you got to. Hey, guys, remember, I live in dirty Jersey. It's not like
maybe
I was back
live,
home in New York.
Maybe they look at things a certain different way. But
yeah, they do.
You know,
they
you don't
absolutely
act
do.
Well, I'm
yeah,
saying
I know
like
I don't.
Those are the pansies.
Huh?
I tell
well,
you like this.
I guess it's the whole state of Jersey.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you like this. Every man should see The Crying Game. Whether you want to watch it or not, you need to watch it.
Oh, girl, bah.
Okay.
And why was
that.
He in freaking Stargate?
Well, you need to watch
like,
it.
Seriously?
Why was what?
I ain't never seen that.
You know he was in the movie Stargate, right?
No, I never seen that movie, but Crying Game, yeah.
You know, he was in The Crying Game first,
mm-hmm.
and then he wound up in the movie Stargate. Oh,
yeah,
girl.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My whole issue is that's gonna be that's a problem right there. Because if you feel, see, that's I don't like that. Why are you hiding who you are? Like, why
because
can't you
they don't
be
know who
up
they
front?
Are.
Well, see,
they
then
don't
that's
know who
a problem.
They are, yeah.
Because once again, if you're gonna be a transgender, wherever you are, and then you turn around and tell a person you're dating after you've been seeing them for a while, like, listen, I have something that I'm a man or I'm a female, and then like, what do you expect? Don't sit there and say, oh, but you fell in love with me. That's all
yeah.
that matters. No, it doesn't.
And that's what they do.
Right.
And that's what
like,
they,
damn.
You can't
Jerry,
do that.
Jerry Springer been on TV for the last 30 years. Like, niggas should know by now. Like, dudes should know by now. Jerry Springer been on TV for the last 30 years. It's like, come on now. Come on now,
yeah,
y'all. So
he's been on TV longer than most
it?
TV shows.
Exactly.
Look,
like, you
surgery.
Still don't get it, dog?
Listen,
yeah, Jerry
Springer.
I think the only thing that's one of
the surgery
listen,
is
that's,
getting better.
Has,
yeah,
the surgeries are getting better.
But to have
the
time, okay,
good.
Okay, I got one better. How about the makeup is just getting better? Does I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
I still watch. Listen, I still watch RuPaul's Drag Race. I do, because RuPaul is my girl.
I like RuPaul.
I'm sorry. The
RuPaul
Samuel,
is not a girl.
As far as I'm concerned, she is.
I like the RuPaul.
When she's in makeup, she's a girl.
So,
when she's
so
not
could,
in makeup,
so RuPaul, so RuPaul can use your bathroom.
Absolutely
no.
not. You still
got to
use the men's room.
So don't call him your girl. Don't call
exactly.
him your girl.
Listen,
he's not a girl.
When RuPaul is in full drag, oh, absolutely. But when RuPaul is just RuPaul, then it's just that guy.
But when he's in full drag, but when he's in full drag, could he use your bathroom?
Absolutely not. He still got to use the ladies' room because I know who he is.
See, so he's
but
not
I
your
know.
Girl.
Listen, I could spot the items after. After this, I could spot the items.
Oh, gosh.
You can take that into the mess.
But obviously some of these dudes can't spot Adam's apple, ass apple, or nothing else, or the bulge in the front. Like,
some of them,
you
some
did,
of them
you didn't know that was a female.
I got one better for you.
No,
early in the year, there was one transvestite that was on Facebook and made a video.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she dropped the bass, like she stopped being a girl and just let the bass out. Yo, I got scared. She was pretty as hell.
You know what you're talking about, that bitch? I know who you're talking about. I forgot her name.
You seen that
one?
Yeah, yo.
Well, you know what's so funny? And the thing is
bisexual.
You know the funny thing is
it is bisexual.
I had men.
It was bisexual. Oh Lord.
She still has a penis.
Ugh.
No,
Lord.
That's transsexual.
That's transsexual.
Right, bisexual is something totally different.
Listen, I've had men that talk to me out in the street, and as soon as, like, they'll be like, how you doing? And when I turn around and say, how you doing, my voice is deep. It's like they get, like, a little hesitant, I guess, because they don't know the different sounds.
Yeah, they get kind of hesitant. Wait, what? But they do get scared. I know I have a deep voice.
But it's like, it's stupid. I have a deep voice. I can't help that, though.
Feed him.
I'm not going to change who I am just because you say, hello, how you doing? Yeah, I'm going to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
hello.
But you know what?
Well,
see, that's the problem.
Up for you, girl.
Because how many transsexuals or transgenders, whoever, are out there, they're living one life, and they're not telling people certain, like, I don't think that's fair.
That's the same as a married dude cheating on his wife. He's not telling the chick. A lot of married dudes, they don't tell the chick that they're cheating with,
right,
that they're married.
Listen,
that is totally different.
Hey, thank you. Because,
that's
telling somebody you're cheating, because I would be very pissed off
if somebody did that shit to me. Cheating is one thing, but you know you straight. And this motherfucker come to you, and next thing you find out that you, this is like he fucked up his manhood. Now the dude questioning if he's gay or not. That's completely different, not the same.
But how would you feel if your significant other came to you and said, like, after you guys being together for like 5, 10 years or 5 years, and say, oh.
Okay,
wait,
before you finish that, my ex is still a bitch. So I'm the wrong person.
Here we go.
Lord have mercy.
I'm the wrong person with that analogy.
Your ex doesn't count.
My ex is a bitch.
How would you feel if he just came out and said, I sleep with men? Too.
If my ex did that, I'd be like, you finally admit who you are.
I knew she was going to say that shit.
Yeah, but still, how did that make you feel? All that time, that's really some traitor.
Well, if he admits it now, it's fine by me because I ain't the motherfucker with him.
but if you're in a relationship, that's different. That's totally different.
That's
well,
right.
You don't know.
All joking aside, it would be the worst. And it's funny you should say that, too. As a matter of fact, somebody that I used to be friends with in real life and on Facebook, I just had to cut off because he was being an asshole. But explain that for a moment. His son's mother left him for another chick. That's kind of a slap in the face because she showed no signs of it, and then just up out of the blue,
she's just according to that person.
Yeah,
no, she didn't show no signs. She didn't show no signs to him, but. This is my point.
It was on the low for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I said, all joking aside, I would be pretty freaking hurt and devastated. All joking aside.
Like, listen, give me the option. Let me know from jump and give me the option.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, don't sit there and tell me we've been dating for a while and all of a sudden, I used to be a man. First, I'm going to look at you and be like, wait a minute, how the fuck you used to be a man? Because if you deceive me, then I got to break your jaw. Don't try to sit there and say that it's some hate crime. It's not a hate crime. It's a crime of passion I'm passing you because you just passionately pissed me off telling me you something that you
know. Can I ask a question? How in the hell do they not know? First of all, the way things are in this day and age, I know you hit that, not you, but I'm talking about the dude. I know he hit that within 2 days, he hit that.
Have you ever
hit that and have sex and don't know that's a man, woman, or a cat, gorilla?
Listen, I don't know.
Have you seen the operation from a man to a woman?
Huh?
Have you seen the operation from a man to a woman?
I've seen something on Facebook about it.
They actually flip the penis and they make it into a vagina, so they can actually penetrate.
Yeah.
You understand? So then the man is, you know, men rarely go down there and look at what they're fucking. They just stick their dick in there.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Listen,
but they have not.
Dudes,
and not for nothing,
listen,
I got
dudes,
one better. I got one,
you know,
better,
what?
Though. Because
she's right about that. I didn't even think about
job.
That.
But that's how, but dudes will pray for a cold job. So think about it for a minute. If she's just sucking you off every time you're together, she's not asking you to penetrate her or nothing. You're just, she's just sucking you off. That doesn't raise a red flag? Really?
Say that again?
No, because you know why? Because men are so wanting to get their.
But that's
thing,
my point.
So they not think
hello,
that's my
hello.
Point.
Hello,
there's
sorry. On the, there's a guy on the phone. I'm.
We know you're on the phone.
Like
hush
that.
It.
We know. That's
wait,
why we're telling you.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Look, hush it.
Oh, what I was telling
like,
you was that there's chicks. Okay, not for nothing. Guys are mesmerized by a BJ. There's just no way around it. Guys are mesmerized by it. So if this chick, quote, chick that you're dealing with is constantly giving you blows, that doesn't ring the bell. She's not asking to be penetrated once. That's
right.
It. Well, that person obviously still has their penis. But some of them, they don't have their penis. And
No. What I'm saying is the person. But what I'm saying is the person that's actually performing the act. Not the person that's receiving it. The person that's performing it. You understand? A guy in general is not going to be like, oh, wait, you don't want to be penetrated. If all he's doing is getting blows from you, he's the happiest dude in the universe. He's not caring.
No.
He's not. He's,
well, that's some
he's not
dudes,
gonna
that's
sit
all
sit.
They want. Some dudes, that's
yeah.
all
and
they
this
want.
Yeah,
this
is honey, it's a majority. I don't know where you get some. It's a majority.
Exactly. Not some. It's complete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and Red is like, yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is why his name is the Unicorn. This is why Chocolate
Unicorn.
City is the Unicorn.
Well, some
yeah.
people,
Chocolate
I
City?
I don't stress all that.
No, Chocolate
that.
City.
Chocolate
but this
City.
Is why you're the Unicorn. Chocolate City, just deal with the fact that you're a unicorn.
Yeah, okay. Go
okay.
to work and jig somebody in the ass and pissing me off. Anyway.
But the rainbows and everything with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And some care bears.
Oh,
anyway.
But unfortunately, this is what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of deception out there.
I don't
a lot
get
of,
it.
I mean, I've seen some. I've seen some shit that what? But and then you gotta kind of smack yourself after looking at it. Like, no, that's not a dude. Like these surgeons are getting real crafty.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting really crafty. And then some of them will take these hormone pills.
Yes.
So they're like growing breasts.
They take the hormone
pills.
They have to take the hormones. They have to take.
Listen, they start the hormone pills years before they start even the surgery. The hormone pills are at least 3 to 5 years prior to the surgery, and then they get
and
the
they
surgery.
Make,
and
the thing
still...
is, they make these pills to change your whole. Like, what kind of world we live in where you take a pill to change your hormones to go from a man to a woman or vice versa?
The kind of world where this is acceptable. Listen,
yep,
not everybody's happy with the assignments that they were born with in this world, but you got to deal with it. And that's
you
the bottom fucking line.
I'd rather deal with, because you know what? Like I said, I've been around all types of people. And I've seen some of the dudes who may look the straightest with suit on and or they dress properly and they've been like, the gay. Listen, I'm good with that. You, if that's who you are, cool. I'm not too partial to the ones who want to, like, look like a woman. Like, listen, just be who you are. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, if you're homosexual, listen, just be who you are. Going the extra mile with I want to look like this and I want to look like that, I think that's a bit much. But that's just my opinion. I'm not judging anybody, but I think that's just a bit much because you do have people out there who are not going to tell the truth and they're going to turn around and get with somebody and then years later they'll find out something. Next thing you know, somebody's in a box and somebody's going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
exactly.
And it's not right. There
and it's
be
not
a law
yeah, I was going to say it's not right.
There should be a
not
law.
Right.
Like if you don't tell your partner, your whoever you're about to start sleeping with before you sleep with them that. you used to be this or you used to be that, then I think you should get some type of summons or ticket or something. You should be jailed because you're fraud. You're
deceiving people.
Yeah, you're out there and it's not right. Like I said, listen, be who you are. You want to use the bathroom? Listen, don't sit there and say, oh, I feel like a woman today, so I'm going to go use the bathroom. No, get the hell out the bathroom. Go to the men's bathroom. And if you're a woman, go to the damn woman's bathroom. That's just that. Listen, once again, why do I have to change my world for you? You're not going to change your world for me.
Right.
And
absolutely
I think that's
not.
where the arrogance comes from, because they're like, yeah, they're feeling, a lot of them are feeling empowered because they're being given certain rights and certain rules, but they're taking it a little bit too far. Like, I've
well,
seen
I, well,
dudes, how, admit,
well, let me
real
ask
quick,
you this.
What's up?
Okay. No, go ahead. Finish.
No, you know what I've seen? I've seen dudes, gay men, like act like women, and some of them think that they're a better woman than women. Stop it. No, you're not.
Look at Magic Johnson.
Just stop it. Like, you're not a better woman than a woman. Stop it. Like, who do you think you are, man? Like, stay in your lane. If you're gay, fine. We're good with that. We're cool. We can go have a beer and all that stuff, because, you know, I don't fear you. But stop trying to think that you're better than a woman. Stop it. And for the women out there who are being or lesbians, stop thinking that you can whip my ass. Stop thinking that you're more man than me.
Let's get it straight.
Not.
You mean the aggressive femmes.
Stop it. Just whatever you are, aggressive femmes, aggressive whatever. Pit bulls.
Because the aggressive femmes are the ones that actually dress like the dude, you know, actually dress like the dudes and think that they're dudes.
Well, yeah, listen, and you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I come across them too, and I have no problem. But real
right.
talk, don't think that you're better than me. Don't think you're more man than me. Because I've come
right.
across some of them who seem to really think that
oh,
they're
yeah.
more man. Like, yo, stop it. Because you know what? If I punch you in the face, I'm going to jail, and they're going to say, oh, because you hit a woman.
Yep.
Not because I hit an aggressive femme. It's because I hit a woman. So there's no equal. There's no equality right there. If you come at me and I punch you, the cop gonna say, "But so what? But she's a woman. Why did you hit her?"
You can't tell because she was acting like a dude. They gonna be like,
yeah,
"She's still a woman."
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And there is a difference. There is a difference. So stop sitting there, because some of them be looking for trouble. And some of them, I've seen
mm-hmm.
some of them like, oh, I dare you to hit me. I dare you to hit me. Now, listen, mind
yeah.
you, I don't
I've
mind.
I've encountered some of them. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the ones who dress like men, but they're not on that aggressive shit. I don't care. Do you. But don't be overly aggressive thinking that's how dudes act. Because that's not how real
right.
men act.
Right. That's crazy.
But
now
go on, as you was about to ask me, go. I'm sorry.
I done forgot now.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
no,
listen, I'm old. But it's a real thing. It's absolutely a real thing. Listen, I ain't mad at you because you have a lot of lesbians that are butch that act that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a different and listen. I'm the last one to be anything against anyone about anything because Lord knows I'm a hot mess on any day that ends in Y, you know? But I know a lot of lesbians that, and like Brother B said, I know a lot of lesbians that are just cool, you know?
Yeah.
But then you have the ones that really got to act like they think they brolic. Dude,
like,
you are not brolic against somebody that's like five times your size. What you are is a girl that needs to put on a dress and go away at that moment. I'm sorry. It's the truth. It is what it is. Stay in your lane is an understatement. Stay in your country. Stay in your country. If you part
no,
of the country,
listen,
that's fine.
I have some sisters of mine who I consider them very much sisters. Like, they're gay, but
they don't act like
not
that.
On that aggressive, and you know
because
that's
they don't have anything
appreciate.
To prove. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
They have nothing to prove. They're comfortable in
who they
are, and that's it.
Exactly. They're not.
But they're comfortable in who they are. Whether or not you accept them is insignificant. I'm sorry. They're comfortable in who they are, and that's all that counts. As opposed to freaking Bertha, that's my favorite one, as opposed to Bertha, who swears to God that she's going to take some dude out. Bertha needs to go sit in the corner somewhere.
And then them dudes who turn around acting like chicks talking about honey this, honey that, honey, honey, honey. Like, listen, a lot of women don't talk like that. Like, just stop it. Like,
well, it depends on where they're from. Wait, because the ones from QB, they're legitimate when they do that. Because a lot of chicks from QB talk like that. So I understand where that comes from. I'm not even frightened. I'm being honest. Like, there's a way that they do, though, but they do it. See, listen, and I'm going to be honest with you. The true ones that are, like, flaming out of their ass, they're ridiculous. But then you have the ones that are literally, like, girlfriends, okay? So that right there, okay, we females, we know the difference. We know the difference between girlfriend and then, oh, that bitch right there is way too flamboyant for me.
And I can deal
with the girlfriend ones.
I can deal with the
Because girlfriend, she'll sit there, she'll be like, child, whatever, but she'll be real mellow about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not out there acting out. Now,
my flaming
friend, on the other hand, wow. You, dear, definitely need to go sit somewhere in the corner. When you're too flamboyant for a regular gay person, you're way too flamboyant.
Right,
like,
you're doing too much.
You're way extra.
There was a dude on my job was like that. It was a few of them that were like that, but it was like it was one that was real mellow, real cool. He was good, but he was like mellow. He was low key with it. The other one, oh my God, he was loud. He had to let everybody know, oh, he do this and he do that, and he used to sit in the hallway singing and all kinds of shit. I'm like, dog, like, get out of here with that.
He thinks that's how
you're making a spectacle.
Right. It's like you're making a spectacle of yourself. Like, stop it.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're making gay people look bad.
Right.
And that's exactly what they do.
They just want attention.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he wanted, attention. Exactly.
Well, damn it, I want a hug too, but I ain't doing over there.
She ain't singing in the hallway.
I don't know.
they do that all the time. The flamboyant.
Yeah, he used to be just like loud for no reason.
They laugh.
Yeah,
the
flamboyant ones
loud.
Are really ridiculous.
Yeah, they team too much. And for some reason they have an attitude with women. They don't like us. They mad
because
hell no.
Because you don't. Because you got what they
want. Why would
have.
They? Because they want to be us.
I mean,
again,
it's like they have attitude.
You hate
it's
what
like,
you
want to
be.
That's sad. Like,
and
I
that's
hate
but
no
this
mind.
Is the truth.
Yeah, I'm like, did you
that's
do you, I do me. That's it.
And that's
I
it. That's how you try to keep
York.
It.
Yeah.
I stay in my lane anyway. Because y'all lanes be busy. I'm a lazy fuck. I'm trying to go to speed limit or lower. Shit. I'm saying at the end of the day, I ain't got no time for it.
Me neither.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We got 2 minutes and 17 and some seconds left. So my thing is, what's going on for next week? I'm not picking the topic. I keep putting it in your hands.
I picked this one, so I'm good.
Red had a topic. That's right. Red had a topic. I gotta look.
Well, listen, we're gonna be at Nick's house next week with freaking Chocolate City, the Unicorn, freaking cooking and serving us and stuff.
Oh boy!
Wait a minute, isn't it supposed to be the 13th? Wait, when is it?
I don't listen. You tell me. When is Chocolate City the Unicorn coming to their house?
He said the 13th.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh shoot, we got a minute 30 seconds. All right. Well, we're gonna have to figure this out. If that's the 13th, then that's the 13th. Okay. So, really fast because we're down to like the last minute.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Very
interesting topic. I mean, I guess to close it out, listen, just be who you are. Stop looking for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop putting your insecurities and everything else on other people. Don't expect the world to change for you. If you want to make some changes, make it within yourself and deal with it. Don't be pissed off because somebody doesn't want to deal with who you are, or the masses don't want to accept who you are because of the changes that you make. Follow your heart, but go to your bathroom, okay?
Stay out of my bathroom, because if you have a penis and you're not my kid, I'm going to slit your throat.
Stay out of my bathroom now. Stay out of yours.
Well, on that note, another episode of Menu in the Can.
Wow.
Everybody, y'all, have a good night.
Have a good night.
Later, y'all.
All right, later, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Theme music.
I'm not at the computer.
Oh, Lord.
Take it. Hey. Blog Talk Radio. All right, Blog Talk Radio's messing up now because it's taking too long.
I thought you were at the computer.
It's taking too long.
You know what?
I'm pissed off now.
You'll live.
It's taking too long.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Oh, man.